the models you're building now, you're designing them from start to finish. You're doing it all yourself.
That's right.
What's the plane you're building now?
I'm building a racer. It's Art Chester's racer. Art Chester was a famous race pilot in the 30s, between 1930 and 40. During the war, he made a little company building or making the spinners for the P-51 fighter. He had designed his own race planes in the 30s. I've seen him fly down St. Louis, and he built the first plane called the Jeep. The model size is 47% scale. So what I'm building is just about half the original real airplane. That's called the Jeep. But he built this in the basement of the apartment house that he lived in. He said he measured everything, be sure he could get it out of the, up those steps, you know, that go up outside of a apartment building. But he had forgotten to measure the distance from the heading of the door to the steps where they go up. And so he wasn't about to tear the airplane up to get it out. So they got an architect there, and they actually took the door out of the apartment house to get his plane out. His aunt or cousin or in his family lived down the street from us in Marshall, and I was about 12. He would come down to bring the plane and on the trailer down to Marshall and go see this aunt, I think it was. She was a good pilot, too. And they would sit around the table and discuss why he couldn't get a little bit more speed out of it. A guy by the name of Bill Malcolm, my best friend, and me, we would sit around the table with them, and they would talk about trying to get this airplane to go faster. And this woman would say, Art, get out the saw. Get out the saw. And what she was meaning was that he could saw a tip off of the wing, you see, the panel, and put the tip in another foot on each side. And he finally got the thing up to 223 miles an hour, and in those days, that was absolutely fantastic. Johnson's Wax was one of his sponsors, and in those days, they didn't paint the planes up or like they do the cars, you know, for advertising. They wanted to get the most advertisement they could, of course. And so this guy, Bill Malcolm, we would wax the plane, the Jeep. So I know the Jeep personally and knew him also, Art. Everything was all wood then. They didn't use hardly any steel because it took too much welding. The one that I'm building, the model, is one that I have just taken the pictures and took them out and laid them out. And so then I just took the little plans that they have in there and started building. And I figured out my weights and balances and from those little line drawings there. And then I drew my own big enough so that it's 47% of the real airplane.
How many hours roughly does it take to build a plane like that?
I can tell you about how many years.
Because none of these planes that are hanging in this room, I mean, these are big projects.
And sometimes I used to build two at a time. These are all radio controlled. I got so that I was a pretty good flyer.
And where would you fly them?
Down to Orlando, Florida, to the RC World down there. I would take 8 airplanes, and we'd stay down there for about 3 months in the winter. And there were 40 condos, and Mary and I had one. So I got to elbow with all those guys that were real good.
So you still are building today. That's how you spend some of your time.
Oh, yes. And I think probably a year more on that plane and you'd be ready to fly.
How else do you spend your time nowadays?
I have Parkinson's and I have to take a nap. And I go from 1 o'clock until 3 is my nap time. We still go to a lot of different things. We're involved in different activities. And I read almost constantly. I just finished reading a very interesting little book about the ME-109 fighter plane. The ME-109 was the most built airplane in World War II. Here it is.